The Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California, presents The Daffydils, Ken Gillum and Duke Atterbury, the Bughouse Bronco Busters, busting as usual and bubbling over with hilarity. Don't delay, boys. Go right to work.
All right. Thank you very much.
Positively hello, everyone. The two Daffydils again greet you in their campaign for louder and funnier 15 minutes. We are offering you a varied program at this time. It varies from bad to worse. You probably won't care for it, but nevertheless, you will now hear...
It was midnight on the ocean. Not a streetcar was in sight. The sun was shining brightly, and it rained all day that night. 24 blackbirds baked in a pie, and when the pie was opened, they all began to sing, "It's your mother and my mother, too, Vododio. Your mother, was she ever blue, since I was a baby up on..."
And that, ladies and gentlemen, would be sufficient reason for anyone tuning off.
Yeah, and if that one isn't Duke, this one will. Can you tell me why the hand on the Statue of Liberty is 11 inches long?
I probably could if I cared to give it any thought, but I'm really not interested. As I was saying, ladies...
Oh, come on, Duke. Humor me, please. Why is the hand on the Statue of Liberty 11 inches long?
I'll bite. Why?
Because if it were 12 inches long, it would be a foot. Is that funny to you, Duke?
Not to me, it isn't. You know, I've begun to believe that you're at your best when you don't talk. So as a personal favor to all who might be listening in, I suggest that you play a piano solo. No matter how badly you play, it's bound to be better than your gags.
Thanks for them kind words, pal. They mean a lot to me.
Just heard Daffydil Gillum as he dusted off the piano. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will give you our impression of the conversation that would take place should two popular songwriters of the day meet on the street. You got the following impression from listening to some of the songs that have been written lately. And now for the meeting.
"Hello, old pal who stole my gal and left me brokenhearted. She went away that day in May, and then my sorrow started. But I'll forgive, and on I'll live in sadness and in sorrow, as with a sigh and tear-dimmed eye, I face each sad tomorrow."
I love her, Joe, more than you know. And hope that you won't blame her, for love appeared and Cupid cheered the day I came to claim her.
"I thought my wife should be for life. You robbed me of my gladness. The whippoorwill for me don't thrill, and everything is sadness. You did me dirt, and boy, it hurt. You robbed me of my honey."
She's happy, boy. She's filled with joy. By forest glade she's tripping. There by the spring where thrushes sing and waterfalls are dripping. She squared her sin, and you should grin, though once it seemed distressing.
"Farewell, then, friend. To her I send my broken-hearted blessing."
Oh, pal, you're square, so put her there. Once more the sun is shining. Goodbye, good luck, don't lose your pluck. Look for the silver lining.
Ta-da-da, I'm always chasing rainbows.
We now go from the ridiculum to the slime, and you will hear our never-popular tenor singing the new little ballad entitled "Clothes Don't Make the Men, It's the Women."
Oh, Hiram Lee, 83, just came in from Kankakee. He knew all the dollies and Mr. Zixi's follies. When he met Antoinette, that's when he met his Waterloo. She tried to take his dough and a train for Buffalo. He said, "My honey lamb, you don't know who I am. Well, my ears don't hear and my eyes don't see, but there ain't no gal gonna two-time me. I'm a first-time, no-time, rich, no two-time Dan. I'll take a drink and take a check, but I won't take no from a gal. Why, heck, I'm a nice, cold, red, hot, lukewarm ladies' man. Of course, you know I don't believe in divorce by force, and there ain't no gal gonna steer me off. Why, of course, I could tear my hair and pull my leg and swear right there my hard-boiled egg. I'm first time, no time, rich, no two-time Dan. Well, my knees are weak, my mind is strong, I'm in darn good shape for the pace I've gone. I'm first time, no time, rich, no two-time Dan. Take a drink and take a check, but I won't take no from a gal. By heck, I'm a nice, cold, red-hot, lukewarm ladies' man. Did Cleopatra vamp Mark Antony? Did she? Well, she would be an easy mark for me, oh, gee. If I lived in the days of Rome, a two-time Myrtle the cow came home. I'm first time, no time, rich, no two-time Dan. That's all.
Gee, I like that.
You liked what, the song?
No, I liked it when you said that's all.
Oh, that's very unkind.
Growing more daffy as the moments pass, we are presenting the Daffodil Wonder Child, the child who sees tomorrow, but who is a total blank today. He really is so bright that he has to wrap his feet up every night so they won't shine in his face. Introducing little Oscar Jr.
Come on over here, little Oscar. Come on now, come over. Come on, don't be backwards. Come here, little Oscar. How are you feeling?
I'm great. I'll probably be very funny, too.
Oh, you'll probably be very funny, I see. You know, we've been calling you little Oscar. You must have a first name.
Yes, I have several.
Oh, you have several. What are they?
Peter, Aloysius, Archibald, Willard, Dempsey, Connie, Hoover, Eggman.
My, your father certainly has you well named.
That's nothing. You ought to hear what he calls Rolstead.
Oh, we won't go into that. Something tells me we should get into the words sent in for you to use in sentences. Are you ready?
No, I'm ready, brother.
Yeah, you're funny, too. The first word sent in for you to use in a sentence is officious. Can you use it in a sentence?
That's easy. Officious, something that swims in the ocean.
Oh, you're a wizard, little Oscar. You know what a wizard is, don't you?
Sure. It's the inside of a chicken.
The inside of a chicken. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, the next word for you to use in a sentence is Cadillac. Can you use Cadillac in a sentence, little Oscar?
Sure. A Cadillac mean if you pull his tail.
A Cadillac mean if you pull his tail. Oh, well. Let's see. The next word for you to use in a sentence is lavender. Can you use lavender in a sentence, little
Oscar? Sure. Lavender world lives with you.
Boy, you're killing me. The last word for you to use in a sentence is tennis. Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Tennis 5 times 2.
Yeah, and 10 is 5 times 2. And 10 is about 5 years or 10 years longer than you'll live, too, boy. Don't you think it is?
You have just heard the finish of the little Oscar episode, which is something to be thankful for. Ken Gillum at the piano next offers a piano selection. Don't ask me why. There's no reason. Contest to see which will be the least annoying, the piano number just heard, or what is to follow. We are presenting our own Daffodil poet, Uis Gray Oswald. Uis Gray isn't a bad chap, except that he's a little lazy. In fact, he's so lazy that he drinks salt water with his meals so he won't have to season his food. Uis Gray has written a little poem on Mother Nature, which he will recite now. A little soft music for Uis Gray, will you, Kenny?
All right, Jim.
I love the little roaches that crawl in hotel pies. I love the little spiders, I love the little flies. I love the little crawlers that crawl upon the head. I love the playful bedbugs that hang out in the bed. I love the caterpillars that eat leaves off of trees. I love the little skeeters, I love the little fleas. I love all little insects that cause us harm or pain. And sometimes they annoy me, but I love them just the same.
Oh, say, I like that very much.
Great, I have 19 more verses.
Oh, no, I didn't like it that well. And anyway, it's Duke and my turn to be annoying. We're going to accomplish this by singing a song you'll never want to hear again. It's entitled, "A Chicken in the Coop is Worth Two on the Curb."
Oh, is this compulsory?
Oh, no, it's not compulsory. The Duke here is a funny guy, as dizzy as a rocket. He's never used a handkerchief, but sneezed right in his pocket. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. A silly little song that won't last long because it's all in fun.
How do you like a codfish ball? I asked my girl in fun. She looked surprised and then replied, I've never been to one.
It's all in fun.
It's been Joe Miller's
daughter. It's all in fun. Why don't you take her sometime?
A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
My turn. I took my girl down to the seashore to hear the wild waves roar. She got wilder than the waves. Now I ain't gonna say no more. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. just a little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. Say, do you know any riddles?
No, but I know another song.
Do you?
Don't worry if your job is small and your rewards are few.
Remember that the mighty oak was once a nut like you. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. That's a little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
I know a man whose luck is bad, it's awful so to speak. His house burned down, his wife ran away with the Iceman here last week.
It's all in fun.
The Iceman always has his pick.
Yeah, they ought to get, you know what, they ought to get refrigerator in that place, don't you think?
Yeah, the children look more like their father's then.
Ah, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
That's a little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
Hey.